Blog Talk Radio. Everybody to Viato's Tiny House Village. I'm Viato, your host for the next couple of hours. I'm so excited to talk about the topic today. It's about clothing. Ta-da! Clothing and our environment, all the plastics. We're going to have so much fun talking about clothing today because we all wear it. Nobody walking around naked, right? So we all can relate to this topic. And how does it in fact affect our environment? That's the question we're asking today. How does all this clothing and fibers and frequency and and products that we put on our skin, how is it affecting us and our environment? So that's what we're talking about. But first, let us welcome our global family. I'm so always so excited to speak the languages of the global family that we all share. So let's do that, and then we'll be right back with some joint rolling. I know that's why you're here.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing: share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, Bonjour. In Spain, Hola. In Italy, Ciao. In Egypt, Ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, Hakwaaba. in Nigeria, Peleo in South Africa, Saobona in Senegal, Nangadet in Kenya, Jambo in Israel, Shalom in Pakistan, Afghanistan, Palestine, and Saudi Arabia. Assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all. Join us live on the on-air radio network. Call 727-731-5192. We want to talk to you.
Yes, indeed. And we want to hear from you. You are part of this discussion today because we are learning and growing from our collective family of conscious. I do emphasize conscious beings. And even if you're not so conscious, we're here to help you out to communicate and grow into consciousness, because my job on this planet is to help raise the consciousness of this planet. That's why I'm here. And then we have beings like Empress Regina is here. We bow to the Empress. She's in the house. Thank you, Empress Regina. She says, great being, beloved. And that is exactly what we're here to do, be loved, beloveds, and all of that. Thank you so much for that reminder, Empress. And so today we have, I'm so excited. I started out with this subject reading a email from Dr. Mercola, which I'm going to share with you, on the planet, basically, and our clothes, how our clothes and personal care items are polluting everything. And then I got into other topics about frequency of our clothes. Oh, you're going to love it. Because what we're going to learn today is the history of fibers and frequency. So you need to share this with your friends, because we're going to have to go naked for a while. I mean, that literally. There are so many unhealthy fabrics that people are wearing. I'm starting to think that's why this is not working properly. You know what I mean? So let's get busy with some joint rolling, raise the frequency here in this body, and then we're going to get into talk about frequency of your clothes and what you're putting on this sacred temple. Oh, my goodness. You're going to have to get rid of some things. They're not real clothing. They're not high frequency. We're going to have to get rid of these low frequency clothing that we've all been brainwashed to wear. But for now, we're going to raise the frequency of this temple by rolling joints. Number one, we do joint rolling because it helps our circulation. It helps move this blood through the body when we're doing joint rolling and activating what they call synovial fluid in the joints when we do this. Number two, our lymphatic system is pumping better when we're rolling joints and moving this body. And lymphatic system is what helps get rid of those dead parasites. If you're doing a parasite cleanse, you need something to help get rid of that stuff. And lymphatic, efficiently functioning lymphatic system with all the lymph glands here and there and here and there, they're going to help move out those dead parasites when they're done with their job. You know, parasites have a purpose. And next week I'm going to have a parasite lady on to talk about the purpose of parasites and all that. But for now, our third reason we do the joint rolling is to improve our immune system, because 10 systems working in this body together. That's only really activating, really working on three mainly, are going to help us feel better, function better, walk better, talk better, even help our digestive system. So there, remember, there's 10 systems we're giving attention to every day to improve the whole biological computer that we've got working here. Ooh, this is the most sophisticated biological computer on the planet. That's why I love talking about it, dressing for it, and all that. I'm all in green today. It just happened to be the warmest clothing I had available, because here in Florida, It might be 56 at night, but it's 80 in the day. So you just never know how to dress. But this morning it was a little chilly in my tiny house. So I had to put on sleeves and head wrap and thermal leggings this morning. But by noon or 1, this comes off to be shorts and T-shirts. Okay, and I got to put on the right material. I got to go shopping. In fact, I'll tell you about all that later. Why I've got to go shopping, and how I'm going to be sewing more. Yay! So let's put on some great music, Time for Healing by The Sounds of Blackness. I don't care if you're in a wheelchair. You can roll some joints with me, because no matter what area of your body you're rolling, it's going to help your whole system. Body, remember they say, a body in motion stays in motion. And I got a sister in Arizona. She's rolling around in a wheelchair and staying in motion all the time. So there's no excuse for us who have legs and working and moving. And we can run. We can walk. So Time for Healing by The Sounds of Blackness. I do not own the rights to this music. And they, in fact, gave me permission to play and promote this music. The words are so relevant even today. So even if you're not rolling joints, just listen to the words and send out love, love, love. But for all of us rolling, let's get busy. Into our chest. Big head. Then we're going to go to our shoulders. Back forward. Do coming in a sea of energy. Then we're going to on our back. Get those legs in. Two ways. Get the foveal fluid so you have no excuse.
Take one another by the hand. Make it.
On the floor. Breathe in. Exhale. Now let's try. Rub the bottom of your feet and your hands together to activate those meridians that are moving up and down your body. Breathing in and out. In and out. Warming up the feet. Warming up the hands. Woohoo! Yes, yes, yes. We're getting ready. Now let's just roll to the side. Push up slowly, slowly, slowly. And you did it. You did it the first part. Yay! Give yourself a hand. Give yourself a hand. Now let's continue rubbing up, warming up those hands so we can activate our vagus nerve. Massage our vagus nerve. That is the largest nerve in the body. It runs from the bottom here of your brainstem. Squeeze and release. Squeeze and release. Squeeze. Breathe in, squeeze and release. Breathe in, squeeze and release. Breathe in, squeeze and release. All right, let's pat down the shoulders. Give some love pats up and down the arms, especially here. This is where one of your lymph glands is situated, and you don't want to poof. You want to pit. Otherwise, that poof indicates you got swollen lymph glands, honey. So let's get that lymph gland in a pit. All right, let's pat down the other arm. Other arm, poof and pit. No pit, no poof, pit. Rub. Now let's get here. Your thymus gland is your immune system booster. So give it a nice pat there. Pat down around the breast. Squeeze on the breast gently. Give those boobies a nice squeeze. Squeeze underneath the breast. Important. Breathe in. Release. Move. Release. Breathe in all around here. And then don't forget around the navel. Give your microbiome a little happy greeting around the navel. And last but not least, don't forget kidneys and adrenal glands. Give them a nice pat back here. Kidneys, love you. Give them some love. Love you, kidneys. Love you, adrenal glands. Thank you, thank you for helping me get through all the stressful times. Love, 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 love. Woo-hoo. All right. Take a deep breath. Let's take a deep breath. Oh, feels so good. Exhale. Another deep. Let's take another deep breath. In, hold it, hold it, hold it. Exhale. And one more deep breath in. Hold it, hold it, hold it, hold it. And release. I hope all of you are nice and relaxed now. Everything's flowing easily. And you're ready to absorb new wisdom and new knowledge. So I'm going to go back to my studio, give you a little view of my ceiling and all my beautiful plants up there. Love my plants. Yes, yes, yes. So we're back in the studio, about to do some work on the brain, some brain exercise. Now let's do some brain exercise. Because this, as Bruce Lipton says, is our government. Our government is up here under the strap. The brain, the head of the temple, the head of the vessel is up here. So we must exercise this part of our body if we want the rest to function in harmony and unity and no inflammation. So we're talking about our clothes and personal care products destroying our environment. And this topic came up because of an email I got from Dr. Mercola. And I'm going to read it to you and share it with you because there's so much in this that I'm not going to be able to read the whole thing, but we can share, look at this together. This is like the foundation of today's show. What's in this email or article is a thought, very thought-provoking. And especially for me, the title got me because I walk through my neighborhood. I am the trash patrol in my neighborhood, and I mean the whole neighborhood. It takes me an hour to walk in throughout the subdivision I live in. And then I go out to the main road from one flight to the next and make sure there's no trash because the pink flowers are popping up and I'm like, people so disrespectful to Mother Earth. And I actually get a little angry, but not much because that's the way behavior is these days. And so I pick up all this trash. Most of it's plastic straws, tops of cups, plastic bottles, plastic. It's disgusting. But breathe in. It's my job. And I just feel like not on my watch. You're not going to have in my neighborhood all this trash laying around. And as long as I have an able body, then I'm going to be going through the neighborhood picking up trash. Yeah, that's what I do. And so I want to share this article with you. And maybe you'll also be inspired to pick up some trash maybe. Who knows? You know, I'm just saying we need everybody on board picking up trash. So this article, I hope you can see it. And those of you in the studio, I'm going to be reading it to you before I get to my audios and my visuals. You know, I always find people on YouTube to share the message. And I've got about 10 audios that I'm sure I won't get to. But I was so excited last night. Oh my goodness, look at that about the fiber. Look at the fabric. Look at the about the frequency. There was just so much that I had to just upload it all and we'll see what we can get to. But let me just read a little bit from how clothes and personal care products destroy the environment. And they have a video that goes with it about plastics, but I'm not going to play that right now. I'm going to first share with you the story. Plastics can be found in virtually every area of our household, in containers of all kinds, bags, baby items, electronics, and even clothing and personal care products in the form of what? Microfibers and microbeads. Microbeads, tiny plastic pellets, found in body washes, facial scrubs, toothpaste travel right through wastewater treatment plants, clogging waterways and filling the bellies of sea animals. Oh, and with plastic that acts as a sponge for toxins. That's one of the reasons when I see straws, I see plastic straws on the ground all the time, and I think those poor birds are going to pick this up and it's going to get caught in their beaks. That's what they have found many times. So I'm quick to pick up the plastic straws. And then you have plastic microfibers, from clothing also pose a serious threat to marine life and migrate into fields and onto our plates, inside of fish and other seafood. And it goes on, while most of our grandparents use natural products packaged in reusable, recyclable, or degradable containers made from glass. Imagine that. Our grandparents were using nothing but glass back in the day. Where did the glass go? I save all glass jars now. I have so many products I buy in that are already in glass. And I probably have at least 20 empty glass jars that I use to store or leftovers, you name it. I have gotten rid of most of the plastic, unless I bought it in plastic. It's not in here in my house. So I want to encourage you to start thinking that way as well, discarding plastic, both large and microscopic. Discarded plastic, it says. Both large and microscopic, circles the globe, choking our oceans and polluting our food supply, ultimately finding their way, guess what, into your body, where they can accumulate over time. And the potential for catastrophic environmental and biological consequences grows with every discarded bottle and bag, with every shower and every load of wash. We got Houston, we have a problem. Houston, we got a problem. And plastic, a most harmful convenience. Many of the chemicals used in the manufactured plastic, like bisphenol, that you always see BPA-free. Well, it may not actually be BPA-free because then they use another plastic to replace the BPA and the other BPS, which is bullshit. Oh, sorry. Disrupt. All these plastics are disrupting embryonic development and have been linked to obesity, heart disease, and cancer. Phthalates dysregulate gene expression and hormones, causing anomalies that may be passed down to future generations. DEHP found in PVC pipes may lead to multiple organ damage. According to our World in Data, the world produces about 353 million tons of plastic annually, 1.7 ends in oceans each year. So polycarbonate, polystyrene, polyethylene, trepylene, peat damage the ocean floor, and plastic that floats, such as low-density polyethylene, high-density polyethylene, all polypropylene, foam. We have just gone crazy with this plastic. I know it started out as a convenience, but it's out of control, as you can probably see. Microfibers from clothing pose a serious threat to marine life and migrate into fields and onto our plates, and sinking microplastics disrupt the food chain. You're going to hear today how your clothing carries low frequency or high frequency, depending on the type of fabric you're choosing to wear on your body. Then it's up to you. Once you know that all these fibers are in your clothing that are low frequency, then you might want to make some changes. Gradual, of course, because I looked at my wardrobe and I started, oh my goodness, look at the polyester. Oh my goodness, look at the polyester. Look at the rayon. Oh my goodness, I brought home back a silk scarf from my sister's house, and I found out that's one of the lower frequencies. Silk, of all things, silk? I thought that was valued. Nope, it's in the low frequency category. So you're going to hear about the three highest frequency fibers that you should be putting on your body if you want your body to vibrate at a higher frequency. So this article goes on, whether you look at environmental or biological effects, our careless use of plastics really needs immediate attention and revision. Houston, Houston, we have a problem. Michael Beads posts severe environmental hazards, goes on to describe all that. U.S. and Canada ban microbeads while EU dawdles. Okay, so somebody's banning microbeads for whatever it's worth, but I'm still picking up a lot of plastic. In response to the environmental science and technology study mentioned above, then President Obama signed a bill in December 2015 banning the use of plastic microbeads in personal care products to protect U.S. waterways. The ban takes effect as of July, and that was in 2017. And then they made some changes in microbeads, no longer permitted in cosmetics, eliminated over-the-counter drugs sold in the U.S. So we made a little bit of tiny progress in 2017-2018, but microfibers from clothing add to the plastic pollution. Microfibers, another common water contaminant, and fibers release the most microparticles. Testing reveals each washing of a synthetic fleece jacket releases 1.7 grams of microfiber, and the older the jacket, the more microfibers are released. Give away that jacket, give it away, burn it, do something. Different types of machines also release different amounts of fibers and chemicals from your clothes. Up to 40% of these microfibers leave the wastewater treatment plant, end up in the surrounding lakes, rivers, and oceans. To address the problem, scientists are now calling for appliance companies to consider the addition of filters to catch the microfibers. So does anybody know of any of that happening? So Wexco is a distributor of the Filtrol filter designed to capture non-biodegradable fibers from your washing machine discharge. However, it doesn't actually solve the problem in the long term, since the fibers will simply end up in landfills instead. So this article goes on, plastic microparticles threaten ocean life in many ways. Seafood is a significant source of plastic in human food chain. Now, here's the solution. Here's how you can be part of the solution. Our disposable culture has left a trail of destruction in terms of both environment and human impact. Now, how can you contribute to the solution? In short, Dr. Mercola recommends becoming a more conscious consumer. That's number one. Just pay attention. Pay attention. We got too much plastic, so make better choices. Really give some thought to the manufacturing of the products you buy, how they may affect you during use, and what will happen to them once you dispose of them. Few of us are capable of living a zero-waste lifestyle at this point, but every single one of us can take small but definite steps toward the goal of reducing plastic trash in all of its form. Here are some suggestions. Reduce the use of all things plastic. Purchase products that are not made from or packaged in plastic. Use reusable shopping bags for groceries. That's pretty easy. Just keep a reusable shopping bag in your car, in your purse. They have fold-up reusable shopping bags. And then I would suggest demand that your local grocery store stop using plastic bags. Bring your own mug when indulging in a coffee drink and skip the lid and the straw. Bring drinking water from home in glass water bottles instead of buying bottled water or stainless steel containers. Store foods in glass containers or mason jars as opposed to plastic containers or bags. Take your own leftover container to restaurant. Now, that would be something to see, people bringing their own leftover container to a restaurant. And request no plastic wrap on dry cleaning. Who would have thought? Even dry cleaners are culpable to this madness. Avoid personal care items containing microbeads. Many products containing microbeads will advertise them on labels, although they may also be listed as polyethylene, polypropylene in the ingredients list. Avoid microfiber clothing such as fleece and or wash them as infrequently as possible. Recycle what you can, support legislation, get creative. So that stirred me up to do some research, and I came up with so much more. So stay tuned. We're going to take a break. We're going to take a break, and we're going to go to, after this commercial break, we're going to go into a little more details about how fungi and bacteria can actually eat the plastic. Who ever thought of that? It brings to mind the microbiome system, that even if you are getting microplastics, beads, and all that in your body, perhaps your microbiome can help you out in that situation. But if you have a weak microbiome and it's busy eating up other viruses and bacteria or balancing out all that, then you're going to have problems. So thank you for all my sisters in the studio. Grand Rising, beautiful teacher, you look fabulous in your green. Thank you, dear. Thank you, dear. It was a warming thing for me this morning. What's the warmest clothing I can wear after yesterday's 80 degrees? And Zelda, our Monday morning mindfulness host, Grand Rising, great queen of pickup, had no idea trash was that big of a problem, will be more of aware of it. There you go. That is the first step to solving this problem that we have with microplastics and plastics and more plastics. And our products that we're using actually to help our bodies look better and all that. So let's take a break. And when we come back, we're going to get deeper into the frequency clothing and the fabrics and how there's so many other factors along this line of clothes, personal products, and our environment, especially our internal environment. So let's go to a break, and we'll be right back after these messages. I'm Beata, your holistic life coach. These days, it's more important than ever to work on your physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual health. Are you consciously breathing deeply in stressful moments? Do you have a plan or daily routine to maintain balance in your awesome body? Are you struggling to be disciplined in your eating habits? When you partner with me, I'll help you develop a personalized health plan that works for your particular lifestyle. You can find out more about me at yourholisticlifecoach.com, where you can also review my 3-step protocol to guide you to abundant health. That's yourholisticlifecoach.com, and I'm Viato.
Wondered why some of the healthiest people still get sick? Or why the occurrence of learning disabilities like ADHD have drastically increased over the last 50 years? How is it that the cancer rate has gone from 1 in 8,000 back in the 1910s to 1 in 2 today? Isn't it odd that even though we are more focused on health than ever before, that there's still been an increase in diseases, disorders, illnesses, and other conditions that destroy your quality of life? What if we told you that the very things you're using in your home to avoid these health concerns are actually what's causing them? If you're the decision maker in your home, you know how overwhelming it can be to keep your family safe. Today, we'd like to welcome you and simply provide you with some important information and shed some light on some health concerns you may not be aware of. Over the last 100 years, thousands of toxic chemicals have been introduced into society because of an excessive overstock of chemicals designed for warfare in the Second World War. Today, as the 2013 documentary, The Human Experiment states, 42 billion pounds of toxic chemicals enter into commerce every day That amount would fill up 623,000 tanker trucks. And as we speak, there are over 80,000 such chemicals on the market in the U.S. Over the last half century, chemical usage has gone up by 2,000%. And it isn't until there are enough people hurt by these products that there are even questions raised. Does this sound familiar? On July 12, 2018, the well-known grocery store brand of talcum and baby powder company, Johnson & Johnson, was ordered to pay a $4.6 billion lawsuit. As it was said, they knowingly covered up asbestos in their product for over 40 years, and we have been trustingly using it on ourselves and our most precious of all things, our newborn babies. As parents, we work hard to keep our families safe and healthy. We diligently try to choose the best brands at the grocery store for our families. After all, keeping a clean home is an important part of good health. But is it possible that cleaning your home is dangerous? 7.3 million American couples have trouble conceiving or carrying a pregnancy to term. This is a 49% increase since 1988. Recent studies have shown that babies that do make it to term are being born pre-polluted, with up to 28 harmful chemicals in their blood, with indicators that over 400 more are present, all without ever eating food, drinking water, or even breathing air. It just doesn't make any sense.
That commercial presented by Melaleuca.com, a company that I've partnered with because they have such good products, and their products are a lot less toxic than most of the products you find at the grocery store and at the even on Amazon especially. So I am promoting Melaleuca.com, a buying club for us to invest in and receive products that are less harmful and less toxic. So continuing on, if you have any questions in the Blog Talk Radio studio, please press 1, and I'll open your mic. And here on StreamYard in Facebook and YouTube, I'm watching for comments. So let's get into this topic. And the next video I want to share with you, or audio, information, is whether your clothing is healing or hurting you. Yes, clothing, healing or hurting. Did you ever realize? Not only is our external environment affected by all these chemicals and low-frequency clothing and fabric, but our internal environment. So this is a video I signed by Cultivate Elevate is the name of the company or the video producer. And I want to put up a disclaimer that this video is for educational purposes only. Let's bring that in, because they come after me if I show too many educational videos. We don't want to educate you too much, but somehow they think I'm stealing it for profit. Not happening here. But we want to just share this with you because it's full. It's a short one, and it's full of good information. So let's dive into, is your clothing healing or harming?
Everybody, just want to hit a little bit on the clothing in which we wear and which clothing is toxic and which clothing is very good for the body. Now, this goes back all the way into the ancient time, you know, when they said, thou shall not mix linen with wool, because they understood the frequency of clothing at that time. And they started to know that there's certain types of clothing in which you can wear, which is very healing, such as linen or wool. That's why if you go into a hospital bed or you're ever in a hospital, they actually have linen sheets, so that they can heal you quicker. So linen and wool are two of the top best ones you can be wearing, or organic cotton as well. All of those resonate at a certain frequency of over 5,000 hertz, that actually start to heal the body. That's why when you start to wear, for example, linen, or you have like a wool blanket, it almost feels like home, you know, because the fact of that material is so embedded into our DNA of such an ancient time of using those materials that they feel very natural and they're very healing. That's why when you start to wear, for example, linen, I'll put a linen blanket over you, actually heal better, or so you'll feel better and you'll heal while you're sleeping. You can look all this up. There's a lot of science with all of this. They've been doing this for thousands of years. They understood that. That's why back in the day, everybody used linen, wool, and specifically organic cotton. Then we started to change things, right? Then we moved into more of the plastic, the polyesters, the polyurethane, nylon, rayon, you know, all these synthetic materials. And these synthetic materials actually impact our health at the cellular level. Number one, they hold a negative static charge on our body, which actually can impact our health. It will actually attract EMF and attract radiation and cause us to build a static charge, which is actually detrimental to our heart, right? Because our heart is an electrical device. Number two, they are very hard to clean, or when they're synthetic, they're very hard to clean. The scent usually embeds into them. That's why a lot of people with athletic clothes, for example, that are made out of polyester or polyurethane, they're very hard to wash. You can't get that scent out of them because it's embedding into the plastic, and it's not possible for it to be washed out. And then number three, we have to look at the fact that it impacts the skin. A lot of people, if you're having any type of rashes or like maybe heat sensitivity in certain areas, could be the clothing that you're wearing. And also because of that static charge can also lead to restless leg syndrome. That's another big one. So make sure when you look at your blankets, your sheets, your clothing, you turn the label over and you look at what marketing, they will advertise 100% cotton. You turn the little label over and you look at it in the tag and all of a sudden it says 60-40. So you have to be aware of all of the marketing schemes that are out there and these things because they impact our health. And same goes for shoes. If you're wearing plastic shoes, you're bringing a plastic frequency right into your soul, which is going right up into your body, and that can impact your health as well, too. And then the last but not least, the other biggest thing about the synthetics is that when you're constantly wearing them and you're getting hot in them, you're breaking down the plastic in which you're wearing, and it's absorbing into your skin, which can lead to hormone disruption, and it also breaks down when you're washing it and leads right into the water. So it's interesting when you go back into time and you look at all the ancient books and scriptures and everything about how they talked about linen is healing, wool is healing, cotton, and all of the original ways. And in the last, I'd say 50, 60 years of fast fashion and all of this non-sustainable clothing, that basically as we started wearing those things, we started leading to more health problems than maybe we didn't have in the past. So just want to talk about these little things. You know, I've changed these things, we've changed these things, and it's made a huge difference. You know, especially restless leg syndrome, you know, if you're building up too much static on the body, it could be just the blankets and sheets and which you have on your bed and what you're wearing that are building up too much static charge, and you might need to switch to all cotton, all wool, or all linen. So just want to hit that on a little bit on that's it for the day. If you guys need anything, have any questions about any brands in which we've used or, you know, would you like to?
So that young man really gives us some food for thought. If you, how many of you have seen people out there whose leg just shakes while they're sitting? Their leg is just going up and down. I have someone in my family like that, and I see people like that often, especially younger people, the younger generation. I don't know. But I wonder, what's the cause? Well, we know it's a neurological, it's a nervous disruption, a neurological imbalance. But this audio that we just heard, he's saying it could have something to do with the fabric that you're sleeping on, that you're wearing. So if there's someone in your life who has a restless leg problem, you might ask them, what type of fabric are they wearing? And what type of fabric are they sleeping on? These are easy replacements we can make, at least with the sheets. I was shopping for some sheets at a farmer's market in Melbourne one day, and I was picking up, just reading, and I even went to Walmart, too, and some other stores. Most of the sheets today are plastic. Yeah, plastic, meaning polyester. What are the worst fabrics, the lowest frequencies? Polyester, rayon, and silk. I was surprised at that, but we're going to hear about that. But when I was shopping for sheets, I wanted organic cotton. It's rare to find, but it's out there, and it's a little bit more expensive. But now you might think about what's best for your body, not just you want soft sheets or nice sheets, but what's going to be the most healing for your body. Well, here's another point of view all the way from India. My friend or one of my favorite teachers, Sadhguru, actually has something to say about why the kind of clothes you wear matters. So let's listen to some wisdom from over in the Far East India, which I thought was fascinating and educational, of course. And then we continue with learning more about the fabrics that are high vibrational and why we should be choosing those. I know for one, I picked up a gown that I like to wear around my house, all 100% polyester. I didn't even realize that. That's going out. My first step is getting rid of all 100% polyester clothing. Then we work our way down to the 60% poly and 40% cotton. Eventually that's going. And I'm going to be getting a new sewing machine because the support from my family is coming in to help me get a new sewing. Thank you all of you who contributed SoFi accounts, because that's what's helping me start looking for a new sewing machine. And here we go with Sadhguru. We're going to listen to some Sadhguru wisdom.
Are you a shoe salesman? What is that? Is that toy box? Huh? You're not a footwear salesperson. Why are you wearing this? Asking you, why are you wearing that? Why are you wearing this shoe company name? Are you a salesperson of this company?
So he's starting out looking at, for those of you who are in blog talk, he's starting out looking at someone in the audience who asked the question, and he's wearing a T-shirt with a brand name on it, like Nike. You know how we do, Nike, or advertising a manufacturing or corporation, and he's asking him, are you a shoe salesman? Because he's starting off this lecture with, why are you wearing a clothing advertising for someone else? That's what is really key for us to start looking at. Stop wearing clothing that is advertising. And he's asking, are you selling that company shoes? Big answer question here.
No. Then why? Because you saw Usain Bolt or Magic Johnson wearing something. You need to understand, for him to wear the T-shirt, he's being paid millions of dollars. Nobody's paying you anything. Why are you advertising for the shoe? At least wear a Isha T-shirt. We are known to get everything free. At least advertise for Isha free. Why are you advertising for a shoe company free? They didn't even give you a pair of shoes. I'm giving my time and life to you. See this boy. You stand up. See, he's Yusuf. Yeah. You're from which country? See, he's from the United States. Look at his uniform. Turn around. Show it to him. At least he's doing the right advertisement. What are you doing? I think you should get both of them on the video. Stand up, let him. What India is doing, what America is doing, just see.
So India is becoming more modernized with American clothing, whereas the United States are going over to visit India and they're wearing Indian clothing. Smarter thing to do.
Turn around. So, what is the next step for you? Are you going to hang two shoes around your neck and walk around? No, what is the next step? Right now it's just written, maybe then you'll wear the product and walk around. So, when it comes to clothing, one thing is to use something which comes from the land. Because organic substances have their own influence on your energy system, how your aura develops, it's important that the substance that you wear is organic, not some nylon or plastic or something. And another thing is, if you already do not know this, India has over 120 distinct weaves. If you travel from district to district, from one county to another, in every county they have a distinct weave, unique weave, but that kind of weave is not done anywhere else. No other culture on the planet has developed so many types of textiles. But like somebody was telling me, if you take a photograph in any major city in India, below the knees, if you take a picture of people, over 60% of them are wearing only American workman's clothes, blue denims, only single color. Of course, some are faded, some are torn intentionally. Some have punched holes. Some have faded it forcefully. But basically workman's clothes. Nothing wrong. I'm not saying something is wrong. But there is something right. Something not being wrong does not make it completely right. What is suitable for the weather, the conditions, tropical conditions in which you exist, what kind of clothing is most suitable? That's what you should wear, because how your body merges with the weather and atmosphere around you is important. To bring this to a certain level of ease and comfort, it's very important. I wanted to just experiment. Those of you who are wearing tight-fitting nylon clothes on a daily basis, just wear some loose cotton clothes for 3 days and see how it feels. Then you decide. But unless the shoe company is willing to pay you something, you writing it on your name, are you getting a tattoo on your forehead? Reebok. I always, even people who sponsor our events, I say, put it in one place. Don't write it all over the place. Yes, they're paying money because they want some exposure, but put it in a aesthetically, properly placed area, not just all over the place. I never allow any sponsor's name to be written behind me, at least. Money or no money. I can't understand why you're writing it all over your chest and back and face and walking around about footwear. I don't even know if you wear those footwear, but you wear the t-shirt. At least if you are a fan of Tendulkar, you write Tendulkar and walk around. Silly, but it's okay. I'm not saying it has to be an Indian player. You like Lionel Messi. You say Messi and go, people will understand you're a mess. People will understand. But it's okay. At least you appreciate somebody's skill. You want to write, bolt, and go. All right. you cannot run like him. He's your fan. It's okay. But when did you become a fan of Jews? It's ridiculous. It doesn't make sense to me. If you're a fan of a runner or a player or a football player, a cricket player, it doesn't matter where they come from. If you're a fan, you like it. You wrote their name on your T-shirt. All right. Why are you advertising for a shoe company and a cigarette company and this company and that company? I don't understand. At least if they give the T-shirt free. Okay, you're wearing a free T-shirt. All right, leave it. No, you're buying it. It doesn't make any sense to me. I don't know. Maybe I'm missing something. I think it's the laces. So, there is something about clothing. One thing is the aesthetics of it for other people who watch. But the most important thing is that your body is at ease. No, I'm okay. I'm all right. That's what is not okay. That it's like this. That's what is not okay. I'm telling you, just change to an organic fiber. Close your eyes and feel it and see how it feels. Your body will come to ease. You think it's okay to be in different states of disease. You think it's okay to be agitated. You think it's okay to be itchy and uncomfortable. I appreciate your tolerance. I'm not so tolerant about things which are not comfortable. Unless it is towards a certain purpose. If you're determined you want to sell 10,000 shoes this month, you write it all over your face. The shoe company's name. It's okay with me. That's all you're trying to scale up. Trying to achieve something. It's okay with me. So, what is it? Are you hoarding for somebody? Are you an advertisement board for somebody? If you have to be one, at least advertise Isha. I'm telling you things. We are right now putting in a subtle way here. But if you like this, if you're wearing to wear shoes around your neck and walk around, what's my problem? We will open a tattoo shop on your forehead. I love Isha.
So that is Sadhguru, for those of you listening in the studio. He's from India, and he actually embarrassed that young man about his T-shirt that he was wearing advertising a shoe company. And he didn't really get into the fabric. We're going to get into that after this next break, because that's what's really important. But he did mention how do you feel about the clothes you're wearing. That's what we're talking about this morning. And yes, Empress is right on time with her comment. Linen and wool are very high frequency. They're the most high frequency. And we're going to talk about why that is. And maybe we will encourage you, some of you, to change your fabrics. Because if you had chronic illnesses, diseases, and you can't figure out what's going on, one of the problems or one of the triggers might be your clothing. And Zelda's, our Monday morning host, says shocked to hear that. See people's legs bouncing like that all the time. Yeah, it's like, especially the younger generation. Polyester, most popular, killing the plant. Yes, polyester, rayon, and silk. are the three lowest vibrating. We're going to talk about how that got measured in the next half hour or hour, how they figured out what the frequency of fabrics are. That blew my mind how this scientific research discovered that polyester, rayon, and silk are vibrating at a level that is a corpse, 15 vibration rate, corpse level. So when you're putting on polyester, rayon, silk, that's the vibration dead people have. Shocking, I know. Maybe it was shocking and throwing out all the polyester. I just put a rayon silk over in the corner. Like, these are the piles I'm, like, moving out of my place. And a rayon scarf, actually. Silk, I don't have much silk, thank goodness. I'm having to get rid of that. But polyester, rayon, and silk, they're leaving my premises, and they're not going on my body anymore. So this is a show of conscious clothing and conscious attire. If you're ready, may not be ready. Maybe you like the feel. I hate the feel of polyester. I don't even have to look at the label to know what polyester feels like. It feels weird to me, like death. Just think the next time you feel 100% polyester, that's the same vibration that a corpse puts out, death. So let's go to take a break. And when we come back, let's get into why the linen and the wool are the higher 5,000. Compare polyester, rayon, and silk at a 15 rate of vibration to linen and wool is at 5,000 when they calculated it. That's enough for me to say I think I need more wool. I have a wool, 100% wool blanket, thank goodness. And the cotton is at, it's not 15, but it's a little high, 100, I believe. Anyway, we'll learn more about that when we come back. But let's take a break.
Oh, man, God sent the monthly sun bill today. This sunlight is really expensive, especially during this season. I'll probably have to work overtime to pay it.
Well, you better pay it on time. We don't want the sun to go out and we're sitting up here all day in the dark.
Wouldn't it be terrible if God charged us for sunlight? Well, thank God, the light and heat from the sun is free. So why are we paying such high bills for the energy we use in our homes? Because we don't know how to use solar energy, the free energy from the sun. You can convert your regular home to a solar energy home and save tremendously on your electric bill. Take a look at your electric bill. Wouldn't you like to reduce or possibly even eliminate that cost altogether? Let one of our solar consultants show you how. Call today, 312-849-3456, and schedule a free consultation. That's 312-849-3456.
Have you ever dreamed of going to exotic places, meeting fascinating people, enjoying uplifting music, and spending nights in a luxurious hotel? Do you look forward to a relaxing vacation where you can walk along the beach or sit in a quiet park and enjoy the sunset or sunrise? Whether you're flying around the world or driving across the country, we will share travel tips that will help you stay safe while you enjoy the journey. Join me every third Saturday of the month, 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, and move around with Deborah here on the Female Solutions Show. Call in and comment 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak.
Is Monday morning a struggle to get out of bed, into the swing of things? Well, don't worry, you are not alone. Join us for thought-provoking, stimulating, and mindful conversations on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks for your Monday morning mindfulness session on Blog Talk Radio, The Female Solution, Mondays, 7:30 until 9 a.m. Be sure and send your ideas, thoughts, comments, and suggestions. Also, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, visit ZeldaSpeaks mindfulnessmomentsmindfulnessmomentsmindfulnessmomentsmindfulnessmomentsmindfulnessmomentsmindfulnessmomentsmomentsmindfulnessmomentsmindfulnessmomentsmindfulnessmomentsmindfulnessmomentsmindfulnessmomentsmindfulnessmomentsmindfulnessmomentsmindfulnessmomentsmindfulnessmomentsmindfulnessmomentsmindfulnessmomentsmindfulnessmomentsmindfulnessmomentsmindfulnessmomentsmindfulnessmomentsmindfulnessmomentsmindfulnessmomentsmindfulnessmomentsmindfulnessmomentsmindfulnessmomentsmindfulnessmomentsmindfulnessmomentsmindfulnessmomentsmindfulnessmomentsmindfulnessmomentsmindfulnessmomentsmindfulnessmomentsmindfulnessmomentsmindfulnessmomentsmindfulnessmomentsmindfulnessmomentsmindfuln mindfulness.com/stress relief coach, Zelda Speaks. And thanks for sharing the mindfulness moment tip of the day. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, and stay tuned to your next session of Mindfulness on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks. Make it a mindful day. And thanks for listening.
Today, as we collectively raise our consciousness and make the choices that will create a better earth, because the world is at war internally and externally. And in order to end the war and bring peace, I do a boot camp for peace every week on my YouTube channel. I did one yesterday with my partner. I thought it went really well. We talked about a male and female perspective on breast disease, because it so happens that I and my partner both had experiences with loved ones going through breast cancer and then transitioning. So we shared that on my YouTube channel. Go to Viata's Tiny House Village to learn how to prevent breast disease and how the root cause is always something we need to pull up. And today we're talking about clothes, personal products, and our environment. And if you just tuned in, I just shared Sadhguru's message from India about wearing products that are advertising for other corporations that you don't work for. How many times do we see that? Nike shoes, Nike t-shirt, they aren't paying you a damn penny, but you're wearing their products. So we want to get into, in this next hour, why certain products, as Empress Regina pointed out, have a higher vibration. So I'm going to start with an audio from a woman who talks about frequency of your clothing. Every fabric has a frequency. I was like, really? Because it's either made out of plastic or something else. In silk, it's the case of a worm, the threads of a worm. But linen and wool have the highest frequency. So let's talk about the linen and wool, and let's see if you can incorporate that into your own clothing. Cotton, organic cotton, is a higher frequency than the death frequency of rayon, silk, and polyester is the absolute worst. But they put all three, polyester, rayon, and silk, in the same frequency, which shocked me. 15 versus 5,000 for rayon or for linen and flax, which is linen and wool. So let's listen a little bit more. If you have a question or comment, press 1 in the studio, or be sure and post your comments on Facebook, YouTube. But here's some more information on the frequency of your fabric.
Hi there, Rebecca here, your vibe mentor, bringing you another video on how to raise your vibration so you can live your best life. Wanted to talk about something super fun with you today. I have discovered that fabrics have frequency, which is super amazing and also yet a little bit disappointing, because what I discovered is that my entire wardrobe is of a low vibration. So really, really crazy. So there was a doctor by the name of Heidi Yellen, and she did a study that proved that fabrics worn have a frequency, and anything that is less than the frequency of the body puts a strain on the body. It can cause disease, inflammation, and other sicknesses. And of course, you can hear, I am fighting a cold or something. Who knows what it's called? But anyways, all of my clothes are mixed fabrics, and any mixed fabrics have low vibration. So I'm not going to run out and buy a whole new wardrobe just yet, but I absolutely am going to start to pay attention to what I buy going forward, as should you. So the human body has a frequency of 100. Organic cotton also has a frequency of 100. Non-organic is 70. So even just plain cotton isn't quite good enough. Here it gets even crazier. Polyester, rayon, silk, they all register at 15. scary, scary, scary. And I really like my stretchy stretch pants. So I am wearing low vibration clothes all the time. And I would highly encourage you to check out your wardrobe, see what you're wearing, because we, when we're almost dead, like sickly dying on our deathbed, have a frequency of 15. So unfortunately, polyester, rayon, and silk, they are out the window. And I always wanted silk sheets, but I guess that's not going to happen now. And speaking of sheets, think of it this way. Why do hospitals use linen? Well, linen and wool measure at 5,000 frequency. Super, super awesome. Extremely high individually. What's really fascinating is if you combine linen and wool, they cancel each other out. This is super fascinating that literally it collapses the electromagnetic field. So imagine what's happening to our body when we wear all of these mixed fabrics. We're canceling our own frequency and we're making it very difficult for our body to heal and to vibrate at the frequency that it's intended to, which I also think is very good news because now we know of another component to this whole driving our Ferrari like a Ferrari instead of like a Ford, right? So this game that we call life, there are little tips and tricks that we need to know, and this is one of them. So it's really fascinating. In the Bible, high vibration fabrics or fine linens is mentioned 11 times. Look at the monks. They wear linen or cotton, not both. And even Buddha was told the monks to wear pure clothing. And of course, there's a little twist to what that means for them. But taking into consideration the fabric type was very, very important to them as well. And in fact, in the Incan rulers did not allow anyone else to wear fine linen, that only they could wear fine wool. And so it's fascinating how this has been known and not shared. And of course, there are many things that like this that are coming back around. So it's exciting. It's exciting, even though it shouldn't have been kept from us. We're not going to worry about that now. Now we know. So fine linens all the way. And facts about linen. Falling, it can help you fall asleep faster. It will help you sleep deeper. It improves your mood. Obviously, you're not having to deal with fighting off this low vibration thing, so there's more energy for happiness and joy. It's made of flax, which, no surprise, why has flax been demonized? It's coming back. It's making a comeback, though. So it also helps with rapid healing from surgeries and other ailments. Again, it makes sense that we would use linens for our hospital beds. It's resistant to fungus and bacteria. It can create a barrier to some diseases. It helps regulate the body's temperature, so insulates in the cold or keeps cool in the warm. I mean, it's just an endless list of amazingness and awesomeness for fine linens. So can you guess what I'll be buying when I go out grocery shopping or I'm clothing shopping? If only they had linen at the grocery store. So, and then one other study done by Dr. Philip Callahan, he tested linen and it actually acted as an antenna for energy. So I like to reference our bodies as being sort of like a Tesla tower or a tuning fork, right? That we are drawing in the energy, we're moving it through us, out and around us, and we're using it to create, right? So if our clothes are preventing us from doing that, we obviously don't want to wear the clothes that are going to cause a problem and prevent our manifesting energy. We want to wear fine linens that help us conduct and pull in even more. So support local, of course, but you have plenty of options out there. I have Googled them, and I look forward to sharing with you when I find.
So how many of you are ready to bring on the linen? Yay! I'm so excited about that. When I get my new sewing machine, I'm going to really, really focus on teaching my grandchildren this lesson we're learning today, because their parents are so unconscious about this. It's like polyester, polyester, polyester. They don't give a damn. But, and then when I point these things out, you know, I get that attitude, and then I have to tap on the rejection of wisdom and knowledge and truth. So I'm excited even starting with me first. The polyester is out, 100% polyester, out, out, out. I don't care what it looks like. There is some beautiful polyester clothing and fabric out there. But now that we have this knowledge, let's just look into, we'll have so much knowledge we would never dare think of putting on polyester on our bodies at this point, I hope. There, I was not aware that flax is what linen is made from. So I have this really interesting, it's a short video that I want you to see on how flax is transformed into linen for me to watch how this is going on right around us. And many of us are not taking advantage of a simple tool to improve our health and well-being. So let's check this out, how flax is transformed into fabric.
Going along on my trip to Horizon Farms in North Dakota, it was so much fun and I learned so much. Many of you are asking, how does this beautiful linen plant become this gorgeous linen top? The process in itself is incredible. As we already shared, linen fabric is made from the flax plant. Flax seed is planted in March and it's harvested in July. The growing season is about 100 days. It grows naturally without the need for pesticides or irrigation. I just love that. Flax does best in cooler climates. North Dakota is one of the largest flax producers in the U.S. And Canada is the largest flax producer in the world. Most flax grown in North America is for flaxseed oil, also known as linseed oil, that comes from the plant seeds and has a wide range of both dietary and industrial uses. Flax grown for flaxseed oil is planted farther apart to be shorter and bushier to create more seeds. The flax that we saw on Horizon Farms in North Dakota is grown for its oil. Flax grown to produce linen fabric is planted closer together and it grows twice as tall, about 4 feet in height. Close to maturity, flax blooms with beautiful periwinkle flowers. They bloom for only a few hours, peak in the early afternoon and they fall away by sunset. They are replaced by new blooms each day for about 2 weeks. Harvest usually occurs in August. The flax plant is not cut when used for fabric. It is uprooted because the precious fiber is also in its roots. Harvesting is done by mechanical grubbers that pull and lay the flax on the field. And the next step is called rend, where the uprooted flax plant remains in the field for several weeks. It's exposed to moisture that breaks down the pectin that binds the linen fiber to the stem of the flax plant. So during this time, it is also getting its natural color through interaction with the rain, the soil, and the sun. And then when it is fully rendered, it is removed from the field in large bales. Linen fibers are then separated from the stem of the flax plant through a mechanical process called sketching and hackling. The fibers are combed fine, ready to be spun into flax yarns. It kind of looks like hair, doesn't it? During the spinning process, short and long fibers are spun into yarns of various weights and thicknesses. Bobbins of flax yarn are then fed to the weavers, and using sophisticated computers, it is positioned on a loom vertically and horizontally. During this process, the newly woven linen fabric is continually examined, and with any weaving flaws repaired by hand. Once woven, linen can be sold as in clean state, which is entirely untreated. The unique flax color of linen is obtained naturally and often a sign that the fabric is in clean state. Many of our pieces are in that natural flax color. Other linen rolls go through some type of finishing, dyeing, bleaching, washing, baby care, etc. The linen that we purchase is Bocotex, certifying that it has been thoroughly tested for any harmful substances. Isn't it all just incredible? It's kind of a miracle. There is nothing better for our bodies or our environment than linen. This is more true today, I think, than ever before. My next story will be on the apparel industry's impact on our environment. You may be shocked.
Now, I hope that was really inspiring for you to want to go out and buy, or how about make your own linen clothing? That's what I'm headed for right in this season of my life, so I can teach my grandchildren as well, because they need a job. They seriously need a job. Grandchildren are getting older, and they're just gimme, 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 and no income coming in, but that's to be expected. But linen, fascinating. Flax, the plant, 5,000 is the rate of frequency. So let's look at cotton. Cotton is not as low as 15, a corpse level, but cotton is 100 if you're buying organic. So we want to consider, we want to consider today limiting the fabrics that we put on our body, our precious, sacred body, limiting them to cotton and linen and wool. They said something about linen being used in hospitals because they want patients to heal. I kind of doubt that myself, but it's questionable that they're actually using linen material on those sheets in hospitals. If anybody knows anything about that, I'd be really interested to hear if they're actually using linen material in hospitals, because that wouldn't be too cheap, I would imagine. But maybe they are. It sounds good because they said the linen will heal the body better. But linen in hospitals today, they're not into healing at all. So anyway, I digress. Let's go to how cotton is produced. I think this is another fascinating, if you didn't already know, I know we have one of our hosts, Zelda, used to pick cotton. So she has more knowledge than most of us of how that picking cotton works. But here's something about how the material is made I thought we should all be aware of, appreciating what comes from nature, flax, cotton, wool, polyester, plastic. Can we raise the consciousness about the materials we're putting on our body today? Let's do it.
Exact origins of the cotton plant are unknown, although archaeologists have unearthed pieces of cotton cloth over 7,000 years old. Through the centuries, cotton fiber was traditionally processed by hand, until the early 18th century, when the first automated processing machine was invented. Before cotton arrives at the textile mill to be spun into thread and woven into fabric, it makes the journey from field to bale. Cotton takes about 5 months to grow from a planted seed to a ripe plant. This harvesting machine, called a cotton picker, plucks fluffy seed cotton out of the plant's bowl, leaving a trail of burrs and sticks behind. The machine empties the plucked cotton into a tractor-drawn buggy. This machine builds the seed cotton into a humongous rectangular block called a module. A truck transports the module to the processing plant, known as a cotton gin. Once the cotton arrives to the processing plant, sticks and burrs are removed, as well as any lingering debris and seeds. A truck dumps the module into a feeder, which moves the packed seed cotton into a dispenser. The ground seed cotton falls onto a conveyor belt, which leads to the hot box. The hot box mixes the seed cotton with hot air, which allows the moisture to evaporate, making the seed cotton easier to clean. A machine called the Wadbuster breaks up the clumps of seed cotton by tossing it against the screen. Loose debris falls through the screen openings down a narrow chute. Then the seed cotton moves through a machine called the Steady Flow, which divides it equally between two processing lines. On each line, the seed cotton enters a burr machine, which grabs the seed cotton with a circular saw and swings it against metal bars. The centrifugal force shakes off the heavier debris. The seed cotton exits the machine through one pipe and the debris through another. A large auger transfers the debris to a waste chute and out of the plant. The seed cotton is ready for the final stage of processing. A network of pipes feeds a row of machines called gin stands. The gin stand separates the seed from the fluffy stuff called the lint. Inside each stand are 116 circular stalls, which are arranged horizontally, each separated by a steel rib. The saw teeth grab the seed cotton and pull the lint through the narrow gap between saw and rib. The seeds are too large to pass through, so it spins in front of the rib, then drops into a conveyor. The lint goes into a flue, which leads to the packing area. Cotton seed is sold as livestock feed, particularly for dairy cows. It contains 23% protein, 20% fat, and 25% fiber. Cotton seed is also milled into cottonseed oil, a cooking oil that's a common ingredient in salad dressings and mayonnaise. The cotton lint is now ready to be formed into bales. Pipes feed the loose lint to the press area. When it arrives, a pusher moves the lint into a machine called the tramper, which shoves it down into a bale-shaped box. Once the box reaches 500 pounds of cotton lint, a press compacts the lint and tie wraps the bale. Next, a conveyor moves the bale to a bagging machine and past grippers, which pull a sample from each side. While the bale slides into a protective plastic bag, the grippers deposit the sample into a bin. Technicians label the bale with an ID number, then open the bin to retrieve the corresponding sample. Then the sample is bagged and labeled with the bale ID number. The factory submits the sample to the United States Department of Agriculture, where it's analyzed for fiber length, cleanliness, color, and other criteria. Once the analysis is complete, the bale is given a grade and processed accordingly.
So there you have it. We're looking at linen, cotton, and wool as the best fabrics to wear for our health. Who would have thought? And how ignorant we've been all these years, many of us. I'm sure some of you out there are wearing your linen proudly and know how to take care of it. There's so many instructive videos on how to take care of linen. So that's why I'm sending all this information to you in case you do want to make that shift to a higher frequency clothing to help you and the environment, because all this plastic needs to go. I wish we had cameras around the street to show who's throwing this plastic out on the street, but that's extreme, I know. But I'm just really just so ready to end the use of plastic everywhere, everywhere. So I'm here to just present this information to you and help you make the right decisions about how we want our world to look going forward. And I certainly realize that many adults aren't ready to make the change. And so I'm just focusing on my grandchildren. And even that's becoming a little challenging. My granddaughter has been communicating to me. She doesn't want me lecturing to her all the time. Oh, heaven forbid, because 10-year-olds, no, she's not even 10 yet. She'll be 10. 9-year-olds know everything. Once they start watching YouTube and on their tablets half the day, they know everything. So I'm really practicing the skills of communicating to my granddaughter without lecturing or teaching or preaching, whatever. She calls it lecturing. And I understand that because when you're in a divorce situation, the children are at their mother's house. And when the mother, when you're aware that a parent is very narcissistic, you have some energy diffusion to go through every time those kids come back to you in the household where my son is. So I'm having to make a lot of changes and be patient and shift. Psychology of adjustment working here all the time. And so I'm really just focusing on me most of the time and changing what I do for the better of myself first, raising my vibration is key these days, especially with all the electromagnetic energy out there. And if we have time, I want to show you how fungi and bacteria eat plastics, so that if you are getting microplastics in your body, there's research that's been done that shows that bacteria and fungi actually eat it, gobble it up. In fact, parasites, next week I have a guest coming to the parasite lady. She's going to talk all about what parasites do, how to get rid of them and all that. But parasites are actually in our environment to eat metals up. So imagine that if you do have parasites, it might be because you have metal in your teeth. You might have plastic from your food, your clothing going in. And then parasites show up, and all those microbiome are there to balance it all out, eat it up, and get rid of it. Now, the key is, again, getting rid of it, because even if your microbes and your bacteria are getting rid of or eating up the plastics, eating up the metals, then how do you get them out of your body is the next step. And that's why we do joint rolling. We want the joint rolling to activate your lymphatic system, your circulation, and your immune system. And that's what all three of those systems work to, get rid of any of those microplastics from the food and the environment and the products, beauty products and the material that you're putting on your body. It's all of your microbiome is working to get rid of those things. But remember, there are 10 systems that work together in your body, and even if your digestive system is off, your lymphatic system's off, your nervous system is off, you're going to have problems getting rid of it. And then what happens? Inflammation shows up. We're going to take our last break, and when we come back, look for it. If you have questions, comments, press 1. We're here to help you raise your consciousness, move to the next level. If we have any seamstress in the house, it'd be great to hear from you about what materials have you worked with and which ones do you enjoy working with most, and how have you seen the difference in the frequencies of some of these materials, because it's real. There, as we talked about, the research has been done, scientists have done the work to show that your fabrics have a frequency, and that's what we're talking about here. We want you to think about making a shift to a higher frequency that will help your body heal. And let's see, we'll be right back. Let's see what happened here. We'll be right back after these messages.
We all say we would like to be wealthy. But wealth isn't determined by how much money you have. Wealth is determined by your power to define what money is. The dictionary defines money as something used as a way to pay for goods and services and to pay people for their work. So how would you like to have access to an unlimited source of money? Money that is not taxed by the government. Money that increases as you share the opportunity with others. Money that you can use to pay for goods and services and pay people for their work. I'm talking about Bitcoin. It's the future of independent wealth building. Bitcoin is the new money that you control. Get started building your wealth. Call 312-849-3456. That's 312-849-3456.
Join us every second Saturday of the month, 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time, here on the Female Solution Global Radio TV show for Neighborship of Joy. We'll have powerful conversations inviting women to walk in the light. So call in 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak to the host. You can also join us live on the Female Solution Facebook page and YouTube channel. So see you on the second Saturday on the Neighborship of Joy.
Thank you so much for joining me this morning. It's a beautiful day in Florida. We've already hit summer here. It says it on the calendar. We're in spring, but this is summer. 80 degrees for the last few days. So gratitude, gratitude, gratitude for warmer weather. I'm not a cold weather person. Chicago, mama, I love you. Sending sunshine, sunshine. If you're still in the cold, but for me, loving the sun. And enjoying all the things I'm learning here. I wanted to share with you a microplastic impact on our body because that's the topic today, how clothes, personal products, and our environment are affecting us internally especially. So here's a little information about how microplastics impact on our body.
Time now is 6:13. And let's talk about a big topic here on this Earth Week. Scientists say tiny pieces of plastic floating everywhere. They're in the air, the dirt, the water. Until recently, there really wasn't a way to know if they've made it into our bodies. In today's Earth 8 report, we're taking a look at what San Diego researchers are discovering about these microplastics.
I just have to dilute them and put them in tubes and count them.
In this tube, researcher Kara Wiggin shows us the microplastics that have turned the water a light orange.
So they're all just really tiny dots.
For the purpose of her research here at the Scripps Institution of Oceanography at UC San Diego, she broke larger plastic pieces into these little fragments, since that's more similar to what's found in the real world.
And you can't see them at all.
But you can see them through the microscope. As she shines a blue light, they turn up green on her screen, and Wiggin counts them all.
I've been doing this for 10 years. I'm an amazing counter.
She was able to determine that each slide has about 1,500 microplastics, and that helps her know what she'll be putting into each of these.
So this is an oyster in here, and it's in sterile seawater right now, and eventually tomorrow I'll add microplastics and Vibrio perihemolyticus, the bacteria that causes food poisoning.
In this specific study, Wiggin is testing to find out if microplastics shuttle food poisoning into oysters.
Microplastics have been a really interesting field to watch over the last 15, 20 years because we've come a long way in terms of figuring out how to detect it.
In fact, the latest research shows microplastics have been discovered in our lungs and in our blood.
It's not that it wasn't there. It's just that the methods for detecting microplastics are pretty complex, pretty expensive, and time-consuming.
The newest form of testing has proven what scientists have long suspected.
Now we can use it to test, you know, more parts of the body, our tissues, or, you know, in our brains. Now we're able to definitively say that they stay in our body.
But many microplastic researchers still need to pinpoint how much we absorb, how much we release, and the harm they may cause.
In the past couple years, you've probably seen articles that state we ingest about a credit card's worth of plastic every single week. In this case, we'll use playing cards about the same size. Now think about that. Over a year, 52 cards worth of plastic going into our bodies. Wiggin explains a lot of that depends on how much plastic is in our daily life. If you drink from plastic water bottles regularly, if you eat from plastic bags and out of plastic containers often, and if you wear clothes made of polyester, spandex, nylon, yes, all those popular yoga pants, well, that's also sending microplastics into your body. And then think about all the plastic toys kids are constantly playing with. I mean, this motion alone, plastic hitting plastic, the friction, that sends microplastics into the air.
They're a little bit hard to avoid just because we've created such a mess. When you're sitting in your like living room and there's a ray of light and you can see all the particles in the light, a lot of those are probably plastic.
That's because all the plastic we use gets broken down by friction or even melting and ends up in the air and in the ground. But it also ends up in the ocean where it breaks down more.
They end up being so small that they're lightweight and they can just float through air currents and wind.
It all goes into our food where it circles right back to us by either eating, breathing, or touching.
Everything from on land into the ocean comes back to humans, and it's just all a kind of a circular, interconnected world.
And as with most research, the more awareness and knowledge scientists like Wigan can share, the more they hope people consider change.
So Wigan does say that people often ask her, what in the world can we do about this? How do we clear microplastics from the earth, from our bodies? And she recommends, you know, cutting back on plastic use in however way you can. Small ways can make a difference. She also suggests talking with local, state, national leaders to let them know that you're concerned about this. Surfrider, by the way, will be joining us on the CW San Diego in our 7 a.m. hour to show us some of the most common plastics that end up in the ocean, just things that we can think about on how we can reduce a little bit.
So we all want to have solutions at this point, right? And of course we're suggesting a shift to cotton and linen or wool. But here's another suggestion for us on the top four ways to remove microplastics from your body. We need that information because they're in there for sure, because plastic is everywhere.
Top four ways to remove microplastics from the body. All plastics degrade over time, producing microplastics or small plastic particulates which contaminate our food, water, and atmosphere. In today's world, it's virtually impossible to avoid them and the damaging effects they can have on our long-term health. However, it is possible to do what we can to protect ourselves by facilitating our own detoxification processes. When it comes to ways to remove microplastics from the body, taking a multifaceted approach is ever so important. So, in addition to maintaining a health-promoting diet and lifestyle choices, periodic use of certain supplements can also help to achieve this goal. At the end of this video, we'll go over a bit about these types of plastic particles and their potentially harmful side effects when ingested. For now, we'll dive straight into our top favorite supplements to consider for assisting in their removal. Number one, probiotics. The health of the gut microbiome plays a huge part in the ability of the body to break down the microplastics we ingest daily. Besides a diet that includes plenty of probiotic-rich food sources like yogurt, kefir, or sauerkraut, a quality probiotic supplement can also be of great benefit. It is also commonly recommended that consuming both probiotic foods and supplements together can increase their overall effectiveness. In some scientific reviews analyzing the effects of microplastics and nanoplastics on gut microbiota, probiotics were identified to provide enhancement of the intestinal epithelial barrier and potentially protect against their toxicity. Other reports testing different probiotic strains indicate they were able to remove BPA, a plastic chemical, up to a 24-hour period after ingestion. Number two, chlorella. Chlorella is a type of microalgae provided in edible supplement form from either two species, Chlorella vulgaris and Chlorella pyrenoidosa. Chlorella, as shown in some research, is able to bind with small microplastics, which is good news if you're looking to excrete them from the body. Some plastic particulates have been identified to end up in human blood. One of the benefits of dietary chlorella powder or tablets for such purposes is that this algae can enter the bloodstream and cleanse these potential residues. There has, in fact, been ongoing scientific analysis using microalgae like chlorella to remove micro-nanoplastics from aquatic ecosystems. Quality chlorella supplements are always pulverized or cracked to enhance digestibility. They are best taken on an empty stomach or between meals when utilized for detox objectives. Number three, activated charcoal. Activated charcoal or carbon,
and its absorptive surface area has a high negative charge that adheres to positively charged microplastics. This was demonstrated in some research analyzing its ability to purify polystyrene nanoplastic particles with a positive charge from drinking water. Activated charcoal in the form of a purified supplement can likewise be good for removing plastic chemicals that get trapped in the gut, hence why it's applied in clinical toxicology to excrete certain types of poisons. Activated charcoal moves through the GI tract, collecting toxins and eliminating them via the stool. Unlike chlorella, it doesn't enter the bloodstream itself. It is available most commonly as a bulk or encapsulated powder and to a lesser degree as a compressed tablet. Supplementation should be done on an empty stomach, first thing in the morning, an hour before a meal. Stay well hydrated when taking it as it can cause constipation. Be aware that charcoal can also bind to certain medications, so it's best avoided under such circumstances. Number 4, antioxidants. We often hear a lot about the benefits of antioxidants as part of a healthy diet protocol. Plastics and the chemical particulates they contain cause oxidative stress and elevate the production of toxic free radicals. Free radicals readily react with healthy molecules in search of electron replacements and can cause cellular mutations. Antioxidants essentially donate electrons and sacrifice their own to feed free radicals and prevent their damaging effects. When it comes to ways to detox microplastics from the body, both enzymatic and non-enzymatic antioxidants have been shown to help alleviate BPA toxicity. Many health experts agree that it's best to consume a variety of different antioxidant-rich food sources for the greatest health benefits. We cover many antioxidant-rich dietary sources on this channel, but there are some antioxidant-concentrated supplement ideas to consider for plastic detox. Turmeric, olive leaf extract, flaxseed oil, reishi, and green tea extract. About microplastics and nanoplastics. The first type of plastic was invented in 1907, but mass production of plastics really began in the 1940s and 50s. Since this time, it is estimated that over 9 billion tons of plastic waste have been created. Most plastics can take centuries to completely degrade, but before that, most will break down into smaller particles called microplastics or nanoplastics, which are even smaller. It's these substances that can easily contaminate air, soil, food, and water sources. Until we decide as a global community to find other, more sustainable alternatives to using plastics, we are all exposed to their potentially harmful influences on the human body. The good news is that we can amazingly handle quite a toxic load when we're healthy and our natural detoxification pathways are functioning optimally. But of course, reducing exposure to plastics in your life goes without saying. In our opinion, however, the decision to use plastics starts at a multinational corporate level. Some of the largest companies in the world use them in their packing warehouses, as well as sell a seemingly infinite array of cheap products that are plastic-based. While the consumer can do their best to avoid plastics, it becomes very hard to do so in all facets of life. Why are plastics bad? Plastics, and especially their smaller micro or nanoparticles, contain damaging chemical compounds, including phthalates and bisphenols, like the most often discussed bisphenol A, otherwise known as BPA. When these substances are ingested by the body, they can act as endocrine disruptors, impacting the delicate hormonal balance of the endocrine system, especially estrogenic and androgenic activity. This can lead to a number of detrimental health issues over time. Secondly, these particles act as pathogens and are often associated with various disorders such as cancer, neurodegeneration, cardiovascular diseases, obesity, and reproductive abnormalities. Precautions. Seek the advice of your healthcare professional before using any of these mentioned supplements if pregnant, nursing, taking any medications, or if you have a serious health condition.
I think what it really comes down to is whether we want to put cheap fabric on this very sacred temple called the human body. My belief is this body we live in is the most advanced biological computer on the planet. It's, in fact, it's the most advanced computer on the planet. That's why I am so focused on learning everything I can about this body over the last 35 years or more, thanks to my dad back here who started being a physical education instructor, football, athlete, all that. So I hope that today you are more inspired and more motivated to stop putting cheap products, cheap fabric, low-frequency, corpse-level fabric on your very expensive temple. It's the only vehicle we have to dwell on this earth with. And that you will start, begin to, and I know it's a process. You will begin to choose more expensive, more high-frequency fabrics for your temple. Happy Ramadan, by the way, to all my sisters and brothers celebrating Ramadan. It's a time of fasting, which I always promote. Yes, 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 no food. We have eating too much food. And as he said in that last video, activated charcoal is something you should all have in your medicine cabinet. I have been using activated charcoal for everything from detoxing to too much gas, bloating, stomach upset, anything that you have experienced where your body feels out of balance, uncomfortable, pain, whatever. Charcoal sometimes takes care of it. So that was one product I had a lot of experience with. And chlorella, my dad, who lived to be 95 years old, this guy, had chlorella by the boatloads in his drawer, in his cabinet, because he did a lot of research on supplements. He had a little magazine that came in every week or month that showed him 2-for-1, 3-for-1 for the price of one. And he was ordering chlorella. He had so much chlorella in his kitchen when I would visit. I'm like, yeah, this is good. I would take a few chlorellas just because there were so many. And he didn't have a lot of health issues other than his weak knees from playing that game that he played, football. So chlorella, might want to check out the chlorella. And, of course, my favorite, gut microbiome. I honestly believe that if you have a very diverse microbiome, it will heal anything, everything. It will keep you in good health. But the challenge is diversity. If you're not eating a lot of pickles, sauerkraut, kefir, yogurt, all those good fermented products, tempeh, then you probably don't have a diverse microbiome. Even taking probiotics is iffy because you got to know what's in the probiotics. And they're always doing research on the gut microbiome and coming up with new microbes that they didn't know existed. Who thought? But as we all know, if you've been watching the show, you have more bacteria, viruses, and fungus in your gut, in your body, than there are cells in this human body. So your gut is extremely important to build up and supply the good microbes with fermented foods and probiotics than anything else to help you balance all the plastic and all the other things going crazy in our environment. So I hope this has been helpful. Please share with your friends and family. And tomorrow, be sure and come back for Move Around with Deborah. Always good information about travel. These days, I don't know, planes are falling. I'm having a lot of problems with Boeing. Be careful out there. Love you all. We're going to play our farewell greeting now. Thank you to all of you around the globe for showing up today in a high-vibrating body, hopefully. Not that death corpse polyester body. All right, everybody, have a great day. See you soon, Sunday night. See you.
We've come to the end of our show today, but you can hear every show in the archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. You can also hear today's show on the Female Solution Facebook page. Go to www.facebook.com/TheFemaleSolution. Leave your comments about today's show. You can always reach me on my website at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. Watch our TV shows, listen to our radio shows, order our books, and be sure to get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to thank all of you who participated in today's discussion. And to our global family listening from all around the world, we say thank you. To our family in China, Sheshe. India, Zanyaba. Japan, Arigato. Korea, Kamsahamnida. Russia, Spasiba. Germany, Danke. Poland, Dziękuję. France, Merci. Spain, Gracias. Italy, Grazie. Egypt, Shukran. Ghana, Medasi. Nigeria, Eshe. South Africa, Ngiyabonga. Senegal, Jerez. Kenya, Asante. Israel, Toda. Pakistan, Shukriya. Afghanistan, Tashakur. Saudi Arabia, Shukran. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you. And may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessings.
Love you all. Have a wonderful life, wonderful.